Winger Bobby Robbins played college hockey at UMass Lowell, and he signed a contract with the NHL Ottawa Senators coming out of college in 2006. They sent him to AAA Binghamton, and that began a hockey journey that sent the Peshtigo, Wisconsin native halfway around the world to play hockey, play pro hockey. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you very much for coming by, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible contributions help to support the show and sustain it. And you can learn more anytime at WWIB.com, or you can give right there to help keep the show on the air at WIB.com safely, quickly, and securely. As we've already chronicled in a previous visit with 38-year-old Bobby Robbins, the Boston Bruins gave him a shot at the NHL in 2014, and he's back to talk about that brief but glorious experience of playing in the National Hockey League. So you waited 8 long years, Bobby, 8 years to make the big show, the NHL, and then after 3 games, you were shelved with a concussion, and you would never wear a National Hockey League sweater again. So how did you cope with the fact that your dream was ripped away from you so suddenly?
Oh, it was just snatched away. And I had built my foundation on the sand, just on the quicksand, really. And I had no foundation at all, except I defined myself and my identity was a hockey player. And more specifically, I was like, I am a fourth-line checker fighter. That was my identity. As soon as that got taken away, it was just, I call it the pit. You know, it was really bad, bad scene, drug and alcohol abuse, depression, suicide, post-concussion syndrome. My world really fell apart. I had a whole mental collapse and was in this pit. My marriage was just hanging on by a thread. It's really a miracle that my marriage survived. I had a one-year-old girl at the time. And it was in that place where I met the Lord, and I picked up a Bible in a hotel room, a Gideon's Bible, and I looked at it and I said, I don't believe any of this. I don't think this is true. But why is this so relevant? Why is this calling me? And, you know, I didn't know it at the time, but it was the Holy Spirit drawing me to him. And I just started reading through John. I said, all right, I don't believe it. I don't even believe in this Jesus guy, but I'll read through this because it's relevant in the world and in literature. I mean, that's where I was at spiritually. I was just bankrupt. And the Lord just, he did a number on me. He converted my heart. It took a few days progression. And I was reading through the Bible. I was just doing drugs and reading through the Bible. And I said, this isn't true. Could this be true? What if this is true? And I came to this point where I was like, I think this might actually be true. You know, I was looking at the world and my own sin was being exposed. And I got to this point where I said, what does this mean in my life if this is true? And the next day it was like I felt literally the blinders get lifted off of my eyes. And I just knew that it was true. And it just, you know, for the Lord to rescue me in that pit was just incredible. And I mean, that's the first part. It's like my hockey career had two parts. So that's the first part of the story. I knew that it was true. And then the first thing the Lord really spoke in my heart was, you need to be sober for the first time in your life, Bobby. And I didn't think that I could do that. So I went out to the woods and camped for 3 days. I'm out in Colorado on my own up in the mountains. And I ended up getting lost out there. It's a long story. I got lost. And I was a goner, man, and I was starving to death, and I was dehydrated, I was exhausted. I was going to die out there up in the mountains, and the Lord showed me. He said, you're going to die up here, and you're going to go to hell. And my sin was just exposed, and it was at that point where I really prayed for the first time, and I was up on the top of this mountain, and I dropped onto my knees, and I was going to die. I mean, I had nothing left in the tank. I had no idea where I was. I was just weeping. And I cried out to the Lord, and I said, Jesus, I just need you. Please save me. Let me see my family again. Just get me out of this, and I give my life to you. I'll do whatever you want. I give my life to you. Save me, Lord. And right after I prayed that prayer, a big beam of light came down from above the clouds and above the tree line, and it went down past my left shoulder, and it shone on a giant tree at the bottom of the mountain, and this tree was just glowing, a gold glow. And all I knew was I need to get to that tree. And the Lord showed me, said, just keep your eye on the tree, you know, on the cross, really. And just, so I put my focus right on that tree and went step for step and crawled there. And I was passing out as I was getting there. And eventually I got there. And the path that I had gotten lost from was right behind that tree. And so the Lord put me through this ordeal, and I still had no idea where I was. And I said, all right, Lord, I trust you. I give my life to you. Which way do I go? And I just started walking in a direction, and it ended up leading me right back to my tent. And I had to go to the emergency room for dehydration. And the Lord saved me for some reason, and I'm a man of my word, so I gave my life to him. And that was in 2016, 3 or 4 years ago. And since then, I've just been in pursuit of the Lord and what it means to follow him and truly be his disciple. And it's just been an incredible transformation that I can only attribute to the miracle, the miraculous grace and mercy of the Lord.
Man, this is made for television stuff here, television movie stuff here. The story of Bobby Robbins, how he found Jesus as a savior after being a bruiser, an enforcer, muscle man in professional hockey for all those years. And I tell you what, Bobby, we're out of time. There's more to visit about the next chapter of your story, being a disciple of Christ, when we come back together, if we can, next time. All right?
You got it, brother.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.